You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
It's time for What's Cooking on 95 BFM. Kia ora, Tom, are you there?
Howdy. How's it going?
I'm very good. How are you?
Very good. I'm in Wellington as of like 2 hours ago.
You flew over from Australia?
Yeah. Fantastic. This morning, got up real early.
Oh, wow. Okay, I better introduce you first to everyone who's listening in. I'm joined right now through the power of the internet by Tom Katsaris of Twine. We're going to be chatting about some of your favourite tracks, but also the very exciting gig that's happening this Saturday. It's Junkfest Volume 2 at Whammy, Double Whammy, and Public Bar. And I'm stoked to have you on the line because I'm a massive fan of Twine, I have to say. I got to see you when you played your album tour show, well, as part of the album tour, but your show up here with Goose Garden in Feb, and it was...
Oh, yeah.
It was so fun. It was extremely loud.
Yeah, it was an awesome gig.
Yeah.
It was a very loud gig.
I had earplugs in, and even still, I was like... Wow, this is amazing, but it also extremely painful. But I think that's good. I think that's really good. So, what's been happening since you guys were last here?
Not much. I mean, just a lot of living, a lot of moving around, a bit of recording.
Cool.
Yeah, just been keeping busy.
Yeah,
it's been good. Happy to be back. I think
we're stoked to have you back.
It was surprisingly not that long in between, so I'm pretty stoked to be able to do it again.
Fantastic. And I guess we better jump into the first track. Do you want to chat to me about this track you've selected? This is The Drones, Jezebel. Where'd you pick it?
They've always been like one of my favorite bands, and then like all through high school, and they've been like an everlasting favorite. It hasn't gone bad as I've like grown up and matured. But I saw them twice last week. They did two like reunion shows for like a fundraiser. And I've been back on my obsession ever since, and I think they're just like the best band, one of the best bands ever. I'm just a huge fan. And there's like a lot of Twine is within The Drones, I think.
Yeah.
Even subconsciously. But I've sort of realized that a lot more now after seeing them.
Yeah. And I guess I'll play the song for a little bit first and then we can chat so people know what we're talking about.
Like an amputee, just a backing up the stuff by lies. The first division's crossing the Nile, through the rushes and up the side, and into the machine gun fire. Yeah, you tell me that this is not a dream. I've become a steel spring.
We were just having a wee chat off here about this track. This is Jezebel by The Drones that you're listening to off the album Darla Mill, which came out in 2006. But you were talking about the songwriting on this track and on Australian music and how that kind of pairs with the like raw, heavy like rock, I guess. Do you want to chat a bit about that? And like, do you feel like that's something you kind of lean into as well, Twine?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like there's a level with the Drones that is a bit more worldly sort of songwriting, like writing a bit more outside of the scope of yourself.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's strictly speaking with like Jezebel, I suppose. But I think it's like a very like, Gareth Thaddeus is a very emotive singer, and is sort of pushing his vocals and sort of stylistically outside of any, it's not set to the genre convention.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as far as like bands I had contact with growing up, like it was, this band was like a huge sort of revelation to me, just with how all the extremes of like sometimes it's a bit more screamy or a bit more yelly, but also like the guitars are sometimes really heavy, and just sort of, yeah, it was a real eye-opener of how, you know, extremes can work still within a melodic sense.
How did you come across the Drones?
I actually don't, I can't remember. I feel like they have a song called Shark Fin Blues that is very popular and highly regarded. And I think I honestly think it would have just been like a YouTube deep dive after school one day. Just kind of, I feel like that's where a lot of the best discoveries happen.
Yeah, I agree with you there. Yeah.
But I haven't found other bands that have come close to it sort of since. It's like remained in a league of its own, which is, yeah, incredibly impressive.
Yeah, wow, that's awesome. I would just say again that I'm talking to Tom Katsaris of Twine. We're talking about some of your favorite tracks, but also in a way about Junkfest. Second one is happening this Saturday in Auckland, and to any listeners who want to head along, giving away a single pass. So just text in your name, B card number, 5395, and the word junk, and you could go in the draw. But back to the music. Just had to do that bit of admin because I realised I forgot to say that before we jumped on the call. It's such a crazy. There's such a gothic vibe as well to the album cover, which I wouldn't have like, I guess, associated maybe with Australian music, but I'm also probably quite ignorant on that topic. Is that something you can pick up on?
I think that album's also like, the cool thing about it is that song Jezebel is like the opening track, and it's like pretty apocalyptic and heavy. But most of the other songs on that album are like quite country or folky. And it's like the album covers is pretty like hectic looking or intense.
Yeah.
But I would say even like, so outside of that song, it's like, it's a lot more chilled than you would think. Which is really cool. I think it's, you know.
Yeah, that's such an interesting way to structure an album as well, to have like something that's quite heavy at the start and then kind of not necessarily build an intensity, but like, go backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, or like not go backwards, but like pair, like hold back in a way.
Yeah, totally.
That's cool. The next track you've selected is that Allegra Krieger? Is that right?
Well, I think it's Krieger. Krieger. But I could be wrong as well. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd say you're right. I definitely say things the wrong way usually. A place for it to land. Yeah, do you want to run me through the selection? This is off I Keep My Feet on the Fragile Plane.
Yeah, she's just like a pretty new, I suppose, like modern contemporary songwriter. Mm. And I just think her songwriting is just amazing. Then this song in particular has this beautiful sort of orchestral opening, like instrumental, and then it sort of blooms into this super pretty, very like inward thinking song.
Hmm.
But I find myself coming back to this album a lot, just because the songwriting's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I'll play a bit of it. We'll hear the orchestral intro, which is something that I always enjoy. Let's hear it. Did you say Krieger?
Krieger.
Oh my. Okay.
Who's yep. Krieger?
Allegra Krieger. Yeah. Allegra Krieger. A place for it to land. I don't know if you can't hear things on your end, can you, that we're playing the music?
No, not particularly.
Well, we heard the intro and now Allegra is singing. But yeah, that is totally right. I mean, it's like a horn, a French horn at the start almost.
Yeah.
Or some kind of
horn.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Yeah, it's so like, there's something about that type of instrumentation in music. You like don't really expect it. I think there's just... people lean way more to like towards synths or like an electronic instrument or like
yeah.
But actually, just going back to that, it just there's something about it that's so warm.
And it's yeah, actually, totally. It's yeah, it's so captivating. I think. Mm.
And yeah, her voice is so gorgeous. It's just it's so like such a pure sound, like the tone of her voice. Yeah. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, it's so good.
Is this something you've been listening to while touring, or is it just something you have on like day to day?
I've been having it like playing it on and off quite a lot.
Yeah.
And I moved to Melbourne recently, and that was a big sort of soundtrack for the move, I suppose.
Mm.
But yeah, it's real good, like introspective think and walk music. Pairs well with like a bike ride.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I can hear that. Yeah. Oh, that's so sick. So the album I Keep My Feet on the Fragile Plane, I think that's her fourth album. And it's
yeah.
An indie release as well, which is cool.
Yeah, it came out a couple of years ago, I think. Or two years ago?
Yeah, yeah. 23, yeah.
But yeah, it's like me and like a bunch of friends have just been obsessed with it sort of since, and yeah, just keep coming back to it.
Yeah.
Which is rare, I think.
I agree. It's after you rinse something a bunch, it's hard sometimes to hear it again. Like that, you get
rich. Yeah, totally.
But like music you truly love, you're like, I can just go over and over. Yeah. Walk me through your next selection. This is Pavement, Father to a Sister of Thought, right? Father to a Sister of Thought. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wowie zowie.
Yeah. I just stumbled across this song again a couple of weeks ago. And it's so good. I think Pavement, always come back to Pavement as being like one of the best bands. Mm. Like always been heavily influenced by Stephen Malkmus. But I think there's the pedal steel sort of solo that comes in halfway through is just so good. And I think it's really, it's very fitting with like the current wave of music at the moment, I suppose, of that sort of country leaning indie rock. And it's just really cool. You know, they were doing it. Pavement did it first again.
Yeah.
Right, they always did.
Yeah, like 30 years ago now, which is crazy.
Yeah.
I'll play it for everyone. I think probably the BFM listeners will be pretty familiar with this track, but I'll jump into it now. Yeah. It's crazy. Apparently it received a lot of criticism, this album, and the single didn't really pick up in the US,
but really?
Apparently in New Zealand it like went off, so that's quite cool. Yeah.
I didn't know it was a flop out, or not a flop, but I always thought it was like a big hit. But I mean, I guess we're like, you know, listening to it post.
Yeah. It's a different experience, right? Like, I mean, this came out before I was born, so I have no clue what the reception was at the time. But it's crazy how things kind of change. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Goes to show. Critics aren't always right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Critics aren't always right.
Nope. Anyway, I'll play a bit of this track and then we'll jump back in to some chat. It's such a country sound. It's so like LA country almost. I don't know how to describe it. Well, not LA, but like California country.
Nah, I feel that's a good, LA country is a good way to put it.
Yeah, which I guess it's like, it's not really necessarily like country and cowboy and like lyrics, but definitely in sound pulls from that. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. It's like a city slicker country.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, it's something that you could imagine like walking down some like boulevard too, rather than necessarily like a dusty town, but
totally.
So you've got the Junk warm-up show on Friday, right, in Ponikei?
Yeah,
that's super exciting. And Meow Nui, for anyone who's listening down in Ponikei at the moment, playing with Empty Threats, True Mets, and Macho Macho. It's a cool way to kick off the festivities for Junk. Are you guys excited?
Yeah, so keen. Love playing at Meow. It's awesome venue. And
I actually haven't been to it's at the new Meow Nui. I haven't been there yet, but it seems really cool. And then staked lineup up for the show up here as well. I'll just run through the massive list of artists playing. It's Cabinet, Dropper, George Barney Roberts, Girls Factory, Hoha, Office Dog, Pearly, Ringlets, Saltwater Criminals, Scrambling, The MD Threats, Vera Allen, and of course Twine. And I'm speaking with Tom of Twine. Is there anyone that you're excited to like see from who you haven't seen play yet, or anyone you're excited to see again?
I'm really keen to see Office Dog again. I saw them at Camp Aloham like last year.
Yeah.
And really loved that. I'm really keen. Yeah, I'm really keen for the whole like lineup, to be honest. I think it's all, from everything I've seen, it's all really good.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like a bad band or bad artist on it.
No.
And I think, yeah, Lara's done an amazing job at pulling it all together.
100%. Yeah. I'm so excited. It's just, it's a lot of people that I have seen and loved, or people that I've been wanting to see for a really long time. So it's going to be great. Especially Scrambling, who I always seem to miss somehow, but they're really cool. Really, really cool.
Yeah. So sick.
Yeah.
They're awesome. We played with them last time we played in Wellington. It was such an awesome set. And same with Dropper. So it's like a cool little reunion.
Yeah, it's
of sorts.
Yeah, and I like that there's this like coming together of like bands and Tamaki, Whanake, and then Australia with you and the Patriots.
Yeah.
It's quite a cool, I don't know, it's cool to have that kind of like community. Lara's just so great at pulling together a lineup. And the next track we'll jump into, this is I Stole the Right to Live by Michael Hurley. Do you want to run me through why you picked this track?
Yeah, I just have always loved Michael Hurley. He's like a sort of, he was this sort of like whimsical, but also very deep folk country singer. Was sort of a bit of like an outside artist for a long time. But he passed away earlier this year, which is a real bummer because I was really keen to try and go to the States to see him because he was like 89 or something, very old.
Yeah.
But since he passed away, I've just been back loving his stuff, even though I was before. I think they're just very pure, simple and pure songs that are just all around lovely.
Straight to the point, I think, is kind of a way to describe them.
Totally.
I said that it was your show and on Fridays at Meow-Nui. It's at the Old Meow. Someone has corrected me. So apologies for that. I have been to the Old Meow. It's a great venue. Should we jump into this Michael Hurley track? It's got a great album cover as well.
Yeah.
Which I think
he does all the album art. He did it all himself, which is really cool.
Apparently he did like comics and like a lot and like did a lot of like zine kind of type work too, which would be cool to have a look at.
Yeah, had like a whole character list and all this cool crazy sort of shit.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Very very old school. Okay, I'll jump into this track now.
Yeah. I stole the right to live as if there was no time. I stole the eyes of God as if those eyes were mine. I took and did infuse a light that was to shine. Oh, mercy, Lord, have a pity, I'm only traveling, I don't have no place to go. I walk the streets of gold and heard the silver tone. I passed on satin silk and made my bed on stone. Forsaken hearts I wandered, I left them all alone. Thank you.
Currently, you are listening to I Stole the Right to Live by Michael Hurley off Ida Con Snot, came out in 2009, and I'm joined on the line by Tom of Twine. Thank you so much for jumping on What's Cooking and sharing some of your favorite music with myself.
No, thanks
and
for
the
having
listeners.
Me.
It's always, I'm just so excited for this Saturday. I got to keep reiterating that. And to anyone who's at home listening in and you have a B card, text in because you could win a single pass to the show this Saturday. It's a massive lineup. And if you don't have a B card but you want to head along, tickets are from Under the Radar. The last track we'll play will be off Twine's debut album, New Old Horse, New Cleaner. And so stoked I got to see you play in February for the tour. It was so sick. But I'll let you go because you're standing outside, I've just heard, on King Street, and probably very cold in the dreary weather down there. But I will see you and the rest of the band on Saturday. Thanks again, yeah. Tom.
No, thanks so much for having me. Can't wait.
Cool. Bye bye.
Right, see ya.
Lord, have a pity. I'm only traveling. I don't have no place to go. Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.